Anthony Weiner's support is diminishing following the latest revelations of his sexting habit, once leading the Democratic field. A new poll out yesterday shows the ex-congressman now trails Council Speaker Christine Quinn 25% to 16%. And WNYC's Bridget Bergen finds even constituents in his old congressional district are walking away.
El Greco is a classic Greek diner, and it sits right across the street from the site of Anthony Weiner's old congressional office. Elaine and Lois Weisberg were there for the falafel and the spinach pie. And before I even asked, Weiner was already the topic of their conversation.
We were just discussing him.
We were just talking about him.
Well, what were you saying?
That we could not understand why his wife is such a staunch supporter of his, considering what he has done.
And that was just the start.
And I went further to say that I don't think any woman whose husband has done whatever needs to stay with their husband, but that's a personal issue between them.
The mother and daughter pair used to support Weiner as a councilman and congressman, but not anymore. Lois is a 52-year-old public school teacher.
Not that he broke any laws, but what he did, you would expect a 12-year-old boy to do in junior high or high school class. And he wants to run our city. That scares me.
It wasn't just women who were eager to weigh in on their former congressman and current mayoral candidate.
He's a joke. He's a disgrace to every normal person in the world.
75-year-old Jack Jelinek is a registered Democrat. He used to drive a psychiatric van for Coney Island Hospital. Around his neck, he wears multiple gold chains with religious symbols, including a tiny Jewish star his parents gave him when he joined the service at the age of 18, and two with the badge number of his daughter, who retired as a sergeant from the NYPD this year. Jelinek says the latest news didn't exactly surprise him.
It's par for the course. I mean, the guy's crazy. There's no question about it. I mean, who does something like that? Who exposes himself? I mean, you know anyone normal that does that?
Did you ever support him? Did you support
him? Yeah, I know him, as a matter of fact. I know him from when he was the congressman from this district. And he was very effective. And he did me a number of favors, but the converse of that is that the man is crazy.
His lunch companion, Mary Valva, was shocked and disappointed.
I don't know what he was thinking when he came back and was going to run, because I was going to vote for him until the second incident came out. And that's only because it was so recent. I understand if you had a problem and you acknowledged your problem, then you should have sought help. But you should have never, ever put yourself out there for the public when you've done it again.
This was the overwhelming response from diners, many of whom said they used to back Weiner.
Hi, how are you too?
Except for 66-year-old Barbara Kaffa, the only patron to proclaim her continued devotion to Weiner for mayor. Her friend, another Barbara, agreed.
Well, everybody's worried about what he's doing personally. I mean,
it is between him and his wife. I really, really believe it is between him and his wife. That has nothing to do with us.
But Kaffa, who retired from the city law department, also had a zinger for Weiner.
The only thing is that, you know, unfortunately, the guy, if I saw him, he's not the person I would want to be texting.
Too much.
Right? He's not the guy you'd want to be texting, but as far as mayor, he's the best man for the job.
For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.